this week's news, students voiced their opposition to Eastern Michigan's University online course fee, and Housing and Residence Life provides answers about campus living for the fall semester. We also have profiles on two of the candidates running for Washtenaw County Board of Commissioners. I'm Liz Horniak, and this is the Eastern Echo Podcast. AMU students have started a petition and planned a protest against the university's online course fees. This petition calls for AMU President James Smith and the Board of Regents to 1. Waive all fees for all online and hybrid classes for the 2020-2021 academic year. 2. Waive lab fees and studio fees for any labs that can't meet in person. 3. Waive the RecIM fee for every student. And finally, waive the student teaching fee if schools move online. The fee for an online course is $80 per credit hour, and the fee for a lab or studio can vary between $0 and $132, depending on the class. The university addressed several related concerns in an email to students. The email clarified that for any classes that were originally listed as an in-person class during registration, no additional fees would be added if that class were to be moved online only in the fall. Any class that was originally listed as a hybrid or online course would continue to have the online course fees associated with it. The student-organized protest took place Sunday afternoon in the Pease Auditorium parking lot. One of the organizers, Quinn Hutchinson, said that the petition demands that all online courses and fees be waived, even for classes that were originally offered as online classes. Quinn and fellow organizer Tori DeSantis believe that such fees can be a heavy and unnecessary financial burden for many students. The university recently held a Q&A via Facebook Live to discuss campus housing for the upcoming semester. Assistant Housing Director Becky Janes answered questions regarding housing assignments, the move-in process, safety measures, and other changes to residents' life before the fall. Janes said that fall move-in will be extended to multiple days to allow for students and guests to abide by social distancing guidelines. Later this summer, residents will be assigned to a specific date and time to move into their dorm. Each resident will be limited to 2 guests during move-in. Janes also addressed issues that some residents have had with the housing assignment system. In the past, the housing assignment system has allowed students to complete their application, find and select a roommate, and select a room space. However, due to the impact of the coronavirus pandemic, the dorm assignment process has become largely automated. This has resulted in some students ending up in a dorm with roommates or in a dorm that they did not select. However, according to Janes, over 2,900 students will live on campus in the fall, and less than 100 have had such issues. Housing staff are working with residents to resolve these issues on a case-by-case basis. As far as safety procedures, Janes anticipated guidelines concerning the use of communal lounges and bathrooms. There may also be rules regarding who will be allowed to enter a residence hall and how many guests a resident can have in their dorm. Lounges will likely have some furniture removed to allow for social distancing. During the Q&A, Jane said, quote, "Living on campus, we still feel is very much an essential part of being a college student and that experience, especially here at EMU. Students will be encouraged to wear masks. They'll be encouraged to have physical and social distancing guidelines, but we're not going to isolate students to their room, not allowing them to still live their lives," end quote. In our final story for today, we have profiles on two of the four candidates running in the Democratic primary for the Washtenaw County Board of Commissioners District 5. The Board of Commissioners administers county-level government by passing and administering legislation. One candidate, Denise Kirchhoff, is known for being a voice for her community. The lifelong Washtenaw County resident and mother of two is pursuing a bachelor's in social work at EMU. Kirchhoff started attending local government meetings and often asked questions about relevant issues. Soon, people from other communities began asking her to come to their local government meetings and advocate for issues there. Kirchhoff's campaign focuses on increased access to resources in eastern Washtenaw County. She says many in that area are struggling to access resources, especially those related to health care. Kirchhoff says that many residents she spoke with had trouble accessing both free and income-based clinics, and instead go to Ann Arbor for health-related services. Kirchhoff would like to partner with EMU and Washtenaw Community College to help fill community healthcare needs. Other key components of Kirchhoff's platform are more clinic access and extended hours, developing a county financial literacy center and financial literacy programs in school, county-sponsored after-school activities and summer programs, and improving internet and phone access throughout the county. She also emphasizes the need for transparency. Kirchhoff said in an interview with The Echo, quote, "I think we all need access to our local officials. I don't think you should just move into an office and you don't see the people again until it's time for them to vote for you. People can influence their local officials through their offices, and I think people need to know that you have a right to see your local official, not just every 2 or 4 years when they're running," end quote. A second candidate, Justin Hodge, hopes to bring his expertise in psychology and social work to the position. The Lansing native earned his bachelor's degree in psychology at the University of Michigan. He went on to earn a master's in social work and received a clinical license and advanced generalist license in social work. Hodge has worked at Community Mental Health System as a case manager for those with mental disabilities. He has also done outpatient therapy services at Michigan Medicine and Ypsilanti Health Center. Today, he is a professor of social work teaching policy courses at U of M. Hodge serves on several appointed boards, including the County Board of Health and the Community Action Board, which focuses on addressing economic inequality. He also chairs the Sheriff's Community Advisory Board for law enforcement. One way Hodge hopes to combat economic inequality is through a children's saving account program. He says he had already worked on implementing such a program in Lansing. Hodge also hopes to address predatory loan practices, saying, quote, "We need to do something about predatory lending practices so we can help people be able to build wealth. It's hard for anyone to build wealth when they are trapped in a cycle where they have to pay this absurdly high interest rate on a small loan, and then some people have to get another loan from another lender just to pay the previous one, and then the interest just skyrockets," end quote. Another key components of Hodge's campaign include providing better access to broadband internet, especially to Augusta Township, partnering with surrounding counties to provide better regional public transportation, and providing more home-based services as well as a better access to telemedicine and teletherapy. Hodge's campaign has been endorsed by many local elected officials, including Sheriff Jerry Clayton, 6 currently sitting commissioners, and former State Representative Adam Zemke. Thank you to our editor-in-chief, Austin Elliott, for providing information on both Kirchhoff and Hodge. This segment is part of Austin's Ipsy Votes article series, where he will continue to provide coverage of candidates in Ypsilanti and Ypsilanti Township. You can read about Kirchhoff and Hodge, as well as all 3 of the candidates for Washtenaw County Prosecutor at EasternEcho.com. Be sure to check back for the remaining Democratic candidates for the Board of Commissioners, Karen Lovejoy Rowe and Michael White. As always, thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of the Eastern Echo podcast. Tune in next week for your regularly weekly news update. This is Liz Horniak signing off.
The Eastern Echo podcast is directed by Ronia Isabel Kabunsug and produced by Lauren Smith. This episode was written by Jasmine Boyd.
This was an Eastern Echo podcast.